Doug Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
You know, fellas and girls, Christmas Day is just about over. But it wouldn't be complete without my wishing you a very Merry Christmas from Jack Armstrong, Billy, Betty, Uncle Jim, myself, and General Mills, makers of Wheaties. We all hope that you've had the very best Christmas of your life. But there's one more thing that I'd like to say to you, and I think that it's mighty timely on Christmas Day. You and I have a lot for which we should be grateful. We should be grateful that we live in a nation that is at peace with the world, a nation in which we are free to speak, act, and think as we please. If that doesn't seem important to you, just think back for a moment about the pictures and stories you've seen in the newspapers about the hardships suffered by boys and girls in other lands. But our job doesn't end with just feeling grateful. Our job is to show that gratitude, and we can do it by being loyal, trustworthy citizens of the greatest nation on earth. We can show we're grateful by doing every job we tackle to the best of our ability, by obeying our nation's laws, and by keeping ourselves in tip-top physical condition. You see, in these times, the health of a nation plays an important role in keeping it free and independent. That's why General Mills, makers of Wheaties, hope sincerely every friend of Jack Armstrong will do his best to maintain his health by following a regular training program, one like Jack Armstrong's personal training rules. Maybe you have a feeling that it will be a long, long time before you are really helping to make America a stronger and better place to live in. But a whole lot sooner than you think possible, you will be holding down a position of responsibility. And the groundwork you lay down right now is going to have a lot to do with making you a better man or woman in the years ahead. You want to be a champion then. So act and work and train to be a champion now.
And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
The two-masted schooner Spindrift under reef sails is driving through the darkness of Manila Bay while a half-gale keeps her lee deck awash. Aboard her are Jack and Billy and Betty and Uncle Jim and Michelle on their way to the Sulu Sea to recover some precious uranium-235 lost on Professor Loring's wrecked yacht. Somewhere in the stormy darkness of the bay is the power schooner Black Shark, belonging to the unscrupulous adventurer Dr. Shapato. Shapato and his crew are determined to follow the Spindrift to the Sulu Sea and rob Uncle Jim of the uranium. Uncle Jim is risking the fury of a typhoon in order to slip away from the Black Shark. And now, as they approach the China Sea, Uncle Jim is at the wheel and Jack has just come up from the radio. The others are tending sheets and keeping a sharp lookout for any sign of the Black Shark. Listen.
Well, Jack, what are the radio reports on the typhoon?
Not very good, Uncle Jim. The typhoon is still to the south of us, but they think it may be heading north.
But gosh, Jack, don't they know? Can't they tell?
They haven't received any reports since it passed over the island of Panay, Billy. All telegraph lines are down in Panay, and there are no ships in the path of the storm to send radio reports.
But the storm may not be heading north. It may still be going westward.
We'll hope it is going west, Betty. What about the barometer, Jack? Is it still stationary?
No, it's not, Uncle Jim. The glass is dropping a little.
Jumping Jupiter, and it was low enough already.
It'll drop a lot lower if the typhoon is really heading toward us, Billy.
How about the Black Shark, Uncle Jim? Have you seen any sign of her since I went below?
Not a sign, Jack. Apparently, she doused all lights. And in this darkness, we'll never see her. Unless...
Unless what, Uncle Jim?
Unless the coast defense searchlights of Corregidor pick her up. You can see those great searchlights now stabbing into the darkness at the entrance to the bay.
But, Uncle Jim, if the searchlights pick up the Black Shark, they might pick us up, too.
They certainly will, Billy. If we go too close to the fortified waters...
And then the Black Shark will see us. They'll be able to follow us.
That's right, Betty. So our cue is not to get too close to one of those fortified islands.
We're almost out of the bay, Uncle Jim. We've got to make up our minds which channel we want to take.
I've been thinking it over, Jack. The north channel between Corregidor and Mirivales is 3 miles wide. The south channel is 7 miles wide, but there's a small fortified island in the middle of that. A regular concrete battleship.
If we only knew where the Black Shark was. I wish one of those searchlights would pick her up. Just once.
Perhaps she's still behind us. Perhaps she's zigzagging back and forth across the bay trying to pick us up.
Not on your life, Betty. She's somewhere in front of us.
Oh, what makes you think that, Jack?
Just think a minute, Billy. She followed us out of the Manila breakwater. She couldn't see us in the darkness, but she knew we were making a break for the open sea. She knew we'd have to tack back and forth to get out to sea against these headwinds. So she...
Well, Jack, you mean to say that you think she headed straight for the mouth of the bay with her diesel engine to wait for us?
I think Jack's right, Billy. And I think we'll take the south channel. We'll have more room to avoid her. Ease out on all sheets. Jack, you take the main sheet. Billy, take the full sheet. But first, snap those lifelines to your belt. I don't want anybody going overboard on a night like this.
Here's a lifeline, Billy. Make sure it's snapped on right. Now let's go to those sheets.
Oh, do be careful, Jack. The deck is so slippery and we're heeled over so much.
That's enough on the sheets. Make fast. Jack, take a bearing on the Corregidor lighthouse to check my course. I don't want to run too close to that concrete battleship in the middle of the channel.
Aye, aye, Uncle Jim.
Give me a reading from the taffrail log, Billy. We've got to navigate pretty carefully to keep out of restricted waters.
Hand me the flashlight, Betty. I'll read the log.
Keep that flashlight shielded, Billy. We don't know how close the Black Shark may be. For all we know, she may be only a cable's length away.
I'll watch it, Uncle Jim. I'll shield it with my cap. Here we are. We're logging a little less than 9 knots.
That's about our top speed, too. How does the light bear, Jack?
The light bears about 52 degrees off our starboard bow, Uncle Jim.
Good. If we hold our course, we'll just clear restricted waters.
What's that light ahead of us, Uncle Jim?
That's Fort Drum, Betty. That's the little fortified island I mentioned that's built up like a concrete battleship. It's got several batteries of big guns on it.
Gosh, I bet an enemy fleet would have a hard time getting into Manila Bay.
They'd have to reduce these island forts first, Billy, and then they'd have to clear out the minefields.
Look, Uncle Jim. Look to the right of the Corregidor light. A searchlight has just picked up a ship. It's a two-masted schooner, Uncle Jim, and it looks just like the Black Shark.
Step to one side so I can see, Billy. By Jove, it is the Black Shark. There's no mistaking the rakish scent of those masts.
Is she in restricted waters, Uncle Jim? Will I do something to her?
I think she's too far out to be in restricted waters, Betty. She's cruising up and down under reef sails, hoping that the searchlights will pick us up as we go by.
The searchlight is keeping right on her, Uncle Jim. I bet the authorities are curious as to why she's out in this storm.
That gives me an idea, Jack. The lookout forces at Corregidor will probably try and speak to her by radio. See if you can tune into their wavelength and see what the Black Shark says.
That's a corking idea, Uncle Jim. Hand me your flashlight, Billy. We don't want to show any lights yet.
You go below with Jack, Billy. If I need you on deck, I'll call you. Hurry or you'll be too late.
Come on, Billy. Bring your light along.
Boy, oh boy. I hope they aren't talking already.
Hold the light over here, Billy. I'll look through the book for the Corregidor wavelength.
Gosh, old fish hooks, I hope you can find it, Jack. I'd like to hear what Geppetto has to say when they hail him.
Here it is, Billy. 40 megacycle. I'll have him in a jiffy.
I hope this typhoon doesn't interfere with the reception, Jack.
It won't, Billy.
Repeat, please.
Here we are. Here's the Corregidor station.
Repeat the name of your vessel.
That's the Corregidor lookout speaking.
This is the Black Shark of San Francisco. 3 hours out of Manila.
That sounds like Geppetto's voice.
You're too close to restricted waters. Why are you cruising around in this weather?
We are looking for the schooner Spindrift. Have you picked her up lately?
We've picked up no ship lately. What do you want with her?
Her owners have ordered her back to port. She has no radio. She is in this vicinity. Please try and pick her up. Please notify us of location if found. We will inform her of owner's instructions.
Did you get that, Jack? The nerve.
We will try to pick her up. Stand by at this wavelength. You're warned not to come within 1 mile of any fortified island.
We will stand by. Black Shark signing off.
Well, what do you think of that, Jack?
Never mind what we think of it, Billy. Let's tell Uncle Jim.
Did you find out anything, Jack?
I'll say we did, Uncle Jim. They asked the Black Shark what she wanted.
And you'll never guess what she said, Uncle Jim.
What was it, Jack? What did the Black Shark say?
The Black Shark said that they were looking for us.
They admitted it, Jack?
Admitted it? Why, they practically boasted of it.
They didn't, Jack. They didn't dare.
They did it very cleverly, Betty. They said that the owners of the Spindrift wanted her to return to port. They said we had no radio, and they were looking for us to tell us to return to port.
That'd sound reasonable to the authorities, Jack, especially with this typhoon in the offing.
But that isn't all, Uncle Jim. They had the nerve to ask the authorities to try and pick us up with their searchlights.
Oh, they did.
That's right, Uncle Jim. And they asked the authorities to radio them our position after they picked us up.
That was clever of them, Jack. And the request sounds so reasonable that no one would suspect anything.
Look, Uncle Jim. some of the searchlights are beginning to sweep in this direction.
That's settled, but they are trying to pick us up.
And they'll do it in a minute, too.
Oh, maybe we're too far out for the searchlights to reach us, Uncle Jim.
Not on your life, Betty. Those searchlights can reach out for 15 miles in good weather, and about 5 miles even on a night like this.
One of them is sweeping this way now.
It'll pick us up in half a moment, Jack.
Jack, will the black shark see us?
I guess it will, Betty. Even if it doesn't, the authorities will radio them where we are.
Here comes the light, Jack. You and Billy get below and listen in on that radio again. We've got to find out if the black shark learns where we are.
The light's on us now. Say, it is bright. I'll bet they can see us for miles.
The lookout on Corregidor will certainly see us, Jack. The light's staying right on us. Get below to that radio.
Come on, Billy. They'll be sending a message to the black shark in just a minute.
We don't need the flashlight now, Jack. There's enough light from the searchlight coming in through the portholes.
They aren't going to lose us, Billy, now that they've picked us up.
Hurry up, Jack. Get them tuned in.
There's the wavelength, Billy. The station is silent.
Maybe they're not going to tell the black shark.
Black shark, stand by.
There they are, Billy.
Black shark, stand by.
They're trying to pick up the black shark now.
This the black shark, standing by.
And there's the black shark.
We've picked up the schooner Spindrift. She's about 2 miles east of Corregidor. Her course is apparently south-southwest. She's reaching for the south channel. Please acknowledge.
Message acknowledged.
Can you intercept her, or shall we send a boat to instruct her to return to port?
No. Don't send a boat. We will intercept her before she leaves the bay.
That threw a scare into the black shark, Billy. The last thing they'd want would be for an army boat to come out and speak to
her. Black shark, attention. Typhoon signal number 3 has been hoisted in Manila. You and schooner Spindrift are advised to return to port with least possible delay. Please acknowledge.
Message acknowledged. Please keep searchlight on Spindrift until we intercept her. Black shark setting off.
Did you get that, Jack?
Why, they're going to keep that searchlight on us until the black shark finds us.
That's right, Billy.
Boy, but I wish the army weren't so doggone obliging to us poor sailors.
Come on, let's tell Uncle Jim.
Well, Jack, suppose they've told the black shark all about it.
They certainly have, Uncle Jim. They gave our location, our course, and said we were heading for the South Channel.
And that isn't all, Uncle Jim. The black shark asked them to keep their searchlight on us until they intercepted us.
And they're going to do it, too. I get blinded every time I look into that light.
And typhoon signal number 3 is up in Manila, Uncle Jim.
We won't get alarmed about that typhoon until number 5 goes up, Jack. That's the real danger signal.
But, Uncle Jim, what are we going to do? The black shark will reach us before we get out to the China Sea.
No, she won't, Betty. Not the way I'm going to work it.
What are you
going to
do, Uncle Jim?
We're going to cut straight across to the South Shore, Jack. We'll skirt the shore and then head out to sea.
But gosh, all hemlock, Uncle Jim. The searchlight will be on us all the way.
No, it won't, Billy. In this heavy weather, that light is only good for about 5 miles. We can get out of range of the light and still have plenty of seaway. We can get to the far shore long before the black shark can reach us. Then we'll be hidden by the darkness and can slip out to sea. Ease out those sheets, you two. We're going to change our course and outwit the black shark.
Listen to that wind blow. And typhoon signal number 3 is up, too. Even if Jack and Uncle Jim do get away from the black shark, they're going to have their hands full by the time dawn breaks. But say, perhaps they won't give the black shark the slip. Chapato is a mighty smart man. He likely guessed what the Spindrift will do in the darkness. If he heads out to the open sea himself, he may pick up the Spindrift at daybreak. And if that typhoon does swerve northward, it'll take a lot of nerve to stay out and face it. There's an exciting time ahead, so be sure to listen in at this same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of The Adventure of the Sunken Reef with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. You know, there's nothing like combining two good things in one. And that's exactly what you do when you eat a breakfast of champions. Yes, you get all of the extra satisfying flavor of Wheaties, milk, and fruit, plus the important nourishment nature has packed away in whole wheat and those other two champion foods. So if you'd like to get in on some mighty swell eating and a lot of good bodybuilding nourishment, eat Wheaties, milk, and fruit tomorrow morning. You'll be treating yourself to a real breakfast of champions.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just bye.